This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome back to Bonita No Inteligente.
It's all Spanglish now.
With YOTZILMLP and
Louis, aka the baddest motherfucking perra. We're back, you guys. We were just talking about how it feels like we haven't been in here for like 10 years.
¿Pues usted se fue a México por dos años?
¿A poco we pre-filmed?
We pre-filmed. Y usted estaba en México y no sé qué.
I was in Puerto Vallarta. Wait, for real? I don't know. All right, never mind. No, you guys, but like for real, we walked in here and we were like, what's going on? Like, we felt like we haven't been here for like a cute minute.
Look, and we kept the couch.
Oh, yeah. It's because you guys, see or no, you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, you already know what purple couch I'm talking about. If you're not watching, I got this purple couch where we filmed with my parents. And it was perfect timing because we had them both in here. So they were sitting on the purple couch. So I was like, I'm going to keep the purple couch on my side because I'm fucking purple. And you keep the pink motherfucking seat.
So now we have pink and purple. But my pink chair looks not pink anymore.
It's kind of white. But now it looks a little weird because I look all short and you look all tall.
I know.
But it matches the vibes, Benny.
Yeah, I like the vibes now. And it's only going to keep getting better.
Yeah, little by little, we keep adding more.
But today, I am feeling crusty.
I know, you look crusty.
So this is my first episode where I'm not wearing any makeup.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
Shut
up. You're always ugly.
No, I feel like I've seen you without makeup before.
Not on the potty. I always make sure that I have glam because, you know, it's mi trabajo, so me quiero ver bonita. But not today. So I would suggest if you're watching on YouTube, just go to Spotify, babe. You don't have to look.
Imagine we don't post the video option. Right. We just post the audio. Everyone's like, where's the YouTube video?
Pero es que también ayer. I'm a little hungover, Louis.
Andale, ¿quién te manda? This bitch bought a whole ass bottle yesterday when we were just going to have a chill night. And she was like, shots? And I was like, what the fuck?
It's because it was my friend Mari's birthday.
No, yeah, it was for a good cause.
So le compramos una botella. But then everybody, well, I feel like me and Mari drink a lot.
Yeah, I feel like, no, we're like, no, shot, actually, you're right.
Shot.
I was going to say, we were all drinking about the same, but you girls took a few more shots. But like I said, it's all for good.
It was for a good cause. And guess what, Louis? I have a secret.
I just threw up before walking in here.
That too.
What?
No, I smoked mota last night.
Bitch, no, you didn't. Okay, what's going on? You're like, you we all switch lives. We're like, you all turn into me, I turn into you. I stayed home last night, all taking care of my dog.
It's because, like I said, it was my friend's birthday. It was a special occasion. And then, like, I was already pretty buzzed. So I was like, whatever. Even though, like I said, I still get, like, scared.
I was going to say, no que muy traumada.
But, like, they were like, just take like a little bit. And I did like 3 hits. Uh-huh. And I was chilling. I started watching that show on Netflix. You told me Painkiller. I started watching it, you guys. And I was all into it. I was like,
watching that shit, hon.
I think I got like a little mind fuck in the beginning.
Andale.
So my body started like tingling. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to start panicking. And I was like, hijo de su chingada madre. And I was just like, in my head, I was like, relax, bitch. Relax. This is to have fun, to relax. Sí, sí, sí. And I think when we had just smoked, I was like running around and I was like, wee! I was having fun.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I sat down and I started overthinking that's why I started getting in my head and started kind of tripping a little bit. But then Mari was so sweet. I was like, Mari, and I was like, I don't feel good. Uh-huh. I felt like I was sinking in the couch. And she was like, wait, what's wrong? Like, what are you feeling? And I was like, my arms are tingling. She's like, you're okay. And like, I think just her being like, it's all in your head. Yeah. You're fine. Nomás me paré and I went to the bathroom and I came back like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I felt good. I felt so good that like I didn't even finish watching the show because I was like,
dude,
bien dormida on the couch, like blacked out on the couch.
Yeah, I feel like it's good to have those, like we said, it's good to have those people around you that are going to like bring you back to life, because if you start panicking and shit, just like kind of remind yourself, like, I know I did this just to relax, yeah, or to have a little like giggle and then like just go nap.
But I think, later you guys are going to be like, bitch, I thought you said, but I think I'm not going to smoke anymore.
It's your New Year resolution.
It's just like I kind of liked it last night, but I was like, like I've tried it so many times. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's not. I'd rather just like be drunk, I guess.
Yeah. You're just like, I'm over it. I don't really find. Yeah. I mean, and that's okay too. You don't. There's nothing you get out of it.
Yeah, like I tried it and I was like, this is boring.
You're like, good night.
Yeah, at the beginning I was good. I was running fucking around in like circles and shit. But then I was like, I'm tired.
Do you know what you smoked?
Yeah, she said it was called Sunny Days.
Ah,
it was
cilantro.
And it's in, not sativa. Sativa.
Well, that's all to make you sleep.
No, sativa.
Oh, no, that's indica.
Yeah, because yesterday, one of them was like, indica is to keep you in the couch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was
yeah,
like, oh, that makes sense. So I smoked sativa.
Boring. All right, they're all the same.
All right, but we are going to get started with the word of the month.
What is it? Indica.
I am dumb.
For real.
Okay, hold on. So, like I said, I take these words from you guys. So, please comment.
I love us.
They're like, never mind.
I know.
Okay, comment. And this one is from our girl. Where'd it go?
And y'all blocked her by accident.
No, we have one in Spanish and one in English. So pick.
Spanish.
Spanish? Okay.
I'm better as a Latina.
Last time y'all failed.
No, I didn't. Did it on correct.
Okay, this one is from Danny Mariana 3128.
Okay.
So she said, one of my favorite podcasts, have Louis try and spell cenizas, which is ashes in English. Oh. I had trouble spelling that one.
That sounds scary.
Cenizas.
Cenicienta.
Cenicienta.
I'm just kidding.
A cenizas.
S. C. No. Okay. Then S. E. N. I. S. A. S.
Pendejo.
Why? Cenizas.
Well, first of all, it starts with a C. He was like, S-C. It starts with a C, and it's C-E-N-I-Z-A-S.
Well, then cenizas. Say it right. Yeah, it's not cenizas, it's cenizas.
Por favor.
Cenizas.
Okay.
Hated that word.
Well, you failed. You are not a real Latina.
Hear me.
But tell them what we're going to talk about today, Louis.
So you guys, for today's podcast, we are talking about what I believe is one of the most asked questions. I don't know. You can speak for yourself. But for me, I feel like when anybody finds out that this is my job or what I do as a human being on this planet, as an atom in this universe, they're like, you make money off that? Like, it's always the one thing.
Alvarez Fuchsia. What the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, dude. No, yeah, I just feel like the moment somebody sees, like, a camera, and I'm not talking about, like, people I know. It'll just be, like, random people. They'll be like, you get paid off that? Or, like, how much you get paid? I'm like, ugh. And I think, personally, I think it is such an intrusive question.
Yeah.
Like,
Get thee.
Uh-huh. Like, the best way I can describe it is, like, I don't know if a random person went up to you, or I don't know. I think, to me, it's just, like, if you were working and somebody goes up to you, like, how much money do you make? You're just like, bitch, like what?
I'm not gonna tell you.
It's just very, like, intrusive, I feel, especially when it comes from somebody you don't know. Because, like, literally, yeah, you guys, I'm telling you, it'll be, like, random people who just see you with a camera or something, or, like, sometimes someone will come up and ask me for a picture, and they're like, oh, like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, I just make videos online. But, oh, how much do you get paid? I'm like, bitch.
I feel like for them, it's, like, so casual, but it's like, you tell me you're fucking how much you make.
Yeah, and it's just, it's not that it bothers me. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's, like, one of those that, like.
It's, like, a personal thing.
You don't have to know.
Yeah, I'm just like, bitch, I barely even know your name. Well, I don't even know their name most of the time. I'm like, you already asking how much, like, I get
income,
paid.
Income, how much?
Yes. But, I mean, obviously, it's no secret. People already know that, like, us as content creators, we make a good amount of money. And that's most of it comes from, I want to say, like, advertisement.
Yeah.
That's how money is, like, made. So think about it. Like, a lot of these networks or shit were used to pay, like, TVs, like, when you watch the tele for commercials, like, and shit like that. But now, thanks to, like, social media, a lot of those companies will come reach out to content creators. And it's for a very specific, like, targeted audience. I want to say,
yeah,
like, for example, I'm picky and Yoatsi's picky with, like, what we decide to sponsor, because yeah, we wanted to, what, like, correlate.
It goes with, like, what we do, like, yeah. For example, you guys know that we have ads in Pretty Not Smart. Yes. Shout out to everybody who has gotten an ad on Pretty Not Smart. Yes. But, like, these brands are actually brands that me and Louis like. Mm-hmm. And, like, for example, HelloFresh, we use HelloFresh.
BetterHelp,
we've used that. SeatGeek.
Yeah, or even, like, just our everyday, like, sponsors, like, makeup and stuff like that. Like, yes, you know, it's always going to be something very that it's for us, you know?
Yeah.
But with that being said, I don't know. Like, whenever people ask me how much I get paid with social media, you guys, you don't have, like, a regular wage.
It kind of, it literally depends on how much work you do.
Uh-huh.
And, like, how consistent you are.
Yeah, like, it's not like you clock in and you're already getting paid. It just really depends on, like, what you're doing. And
depends on yourself.
Yeah, so it's really, like, oh, I remember back then, like, that's why it was scary when I first wanted to, like, focus on social media 24/7. I was talking to my parents because money fluctuates.
It fluctuates like crazy,
and it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, okay, like, this month I made this much money, and the next month, or, you know, like, when I first started, my parents were like, are you sure, babe? Because, like, money's fluctuating. And there was a point when I was doing social media that I was making really good, consistent money. And then it just all went really low to the point where I had to look for another job, like another 9 to 5. So it's just,
but that was hard. Because, so for example, us on YouTube,
mm-hmm,
YouTube is, I still love doing YouTube. Yeah. But it's still one of, I feel like, the platforms that pays the best. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
It's still, like,
well, just, again, it just depends.
It just depends on how much we want to film and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, back in the day, I remember during, like, the end of the year was probably, like, the best time for, like, to generate income.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when all the advertisers would pay, because they knew the holidays, yeah, were coming up, and, like, Halloween. Mm-hmm. So me and Louis were like, chinga, tenemos que trabajar, so we can, like, make some money. But then right after the holidays are, mm-hmm, over in January, we're like, yeah. So now, but
that's what I was going to say, you guys. So basically, so I don't know how it is now, but back then, you guys, advertising was really slow, like, first quarter of the year, like, yeah, January, February, March.
Mm-hmm.
You would, like, your YouTube videos would make, like, little to no money. So everybody already kind of knew, like, cuando viene el fines del año, like, the last quarter, everybody's like, bitch, we better start, like, making money right now, because you're not going to really make money at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went through that during YouTube, I was like, what's going on?
like, it's over?
Because everything was going amazing for me. And I was like, yay, like, this is great. And then vino el principio del año, and it went. And I was like, so then once I, like, kind of knew how it was, I was just like, oh, no wonder people le echan ganas at the end of the year, because you're basically, like, trying to save that money so that it lasts so you for the beginning the of the year.
So you can survive the next couple days.
Add days.
Months.
But I don't know how it works now, honestly. I mean, ustedes ya saben, I'm not that consistent on YouTube anymore. And it's not because I don't like it. It's just with platforms like TikTok, like, do you feel like it's so much easier now to film, like, a quick little TikTok, edit it in the spot, and post it?
Yes, instead of doing, like, long-form, yeah, YouTube. But I still, look, being honest, I don't really get as many views as I used to get. But I feel
on,
like,
YouTube?
Yes, mm-hmm, on YouTube. I used to minimum get, like, 100K views in a day.
Sí.
Ahorita, I barely get 100K. But I feel like I still do YouTube because it's, like, where I kind of feel like I started. I originated, yeah, in YouTube. And it's still probably one of my favorite, yes, platforms.
Like, one of the best, because you have that sense of community.
Yes.
Like, yo también, my views are, like, really bad now. But it's like those few people that are watching us, they're so great.
They're so dedicated to
watching what we're doing. And it's like, everybody says that, you guys, within our friend group. Aww. Like, we're like, our views suck. But like, the people that are watching are like,
are the real ones.
Yeah. Well, you're all like saying shit about everyone else.
No. Like, the ones that probably have been watching us for so long.
Just the people that like, they kind of know you personally, because we do share a lot on YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, every other platform is amazing, too. It's just with YouTube, I almost feel like you have that sense of, like, you know me.
Like, personally, on such a deep level. Because, well, I don't know about Lily, but I basically share everything on YouTube.
No, sí.
Like, casi todo. But
we're getting off fucking track. But anyways, yeah. So, that being said, since we're on the topic of, like, YouTube and everything, do you remember, like, the most money you ever made in a month? I think you already talked about it in another video, huh? Oh, yeah. But what was that? I don't remember.
You're like, expose a bitch.
I know. I didn't even ask if you wanted to share it.
I'm like, Louie. I feel like I could have made more too, but the most I made in 1 month was 30K.
In 1 month?
Yeah, on YouTube. That was a lot, huh?
Shit. Yeah,
now I barely make like a dollar.
You're like, that was back in the day.
That was the good old days.
For real.
But at también one time off of one video, I made like 10K off of one video. Shit. Yeah.
God, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing that I'm not doing?
No. Pero yeah, so that was back in the day. And then the 30K was just 1 month. I just really me puse las pilas. And I was like having the best time of my life creating all this content.
Yeah.
And I honestly, it wasn't really for the money. It was just like creating the content. Yes. But then when I saw the revenue, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
You were like, what do I do now?
I was like, I'm going to do this forever.
How long have you been doing like social media, if you remember already? Like, ya tenías rato?
Maybe like 2 years.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah. So you were already like, oh, I'm like used to how much money I can make. But then that still hit you like, oh.
Yeah, because I didn't realize literally like the potential. Si me pongo las pilas and I get to work. So this is your sign to get to work.
For real.
No, that's crazy. What about you, Louie?
For me, fuck.
I really like cone. For real. You don't have to share the amount if you don't want to, but.
Well, I don't remember what's the most I've been paid on YouTube, but I do remember my first big paycheck. And my first big paycheck was, no, you know what, bitch? It was my first fucking paycheck.
It was? No, I love this story, you guys. It was crazy. I love this story.
You guys, it was my first paycheck and my first big-ass paycheck.
Yes.
I was working at Kmart at the time. I was working my 9-to-5. They had hella cut my hours. I was probably working like 25 hours a week, maybe 20. Sometimes I was working like fucking 14 hours.
I remember like, no, you would get like 12 hours.
Yeah, like 12. Y'all two would be like, bitch. I'd be like, I think they want to fire me without telling me. But it's because I was a fucking cockroach, y'all.
What the fuck?
It's because I was a seasonal worker. And remember, they were cutting them all off. And I was like hiding because I didn't want them to cut me off. So I kept coming in because usually they cut
like,
your hours.
Oh, he's back.
Usually they cut your hours by hella so that you can be like, bye, guys. So they hella cut mine down up to like sometimes fucking 8 hours a week. I was there for one shift, or they'd cut it into 4 and 4. But I stayed because I needed the money. So then after they were like, hey, Louie, we're going to hire you like officially. And I was like, yes.
Oh, that's right. And then they officially hired
me. Still, my hours were shit. That's when they went up to like 18 hours. Imagínate, you guys. But anyways, my hours were fucking mierda, and I was doing YouTube already, so I think I was working like part-time and then doing school and then YouTube, so it kind of worked out because I didn't have a full-time job.
Yeah.
And my first fucking paycheck, you guys, was $10,000.
I remember that.
Can you guys imagine that? Like, $10,000.
As a mocoso, te llega un pinche cheque de $10,000?
Yes, I was shook. I had never seen an amount like that.
None of us have.
We
were like, oh.
I was like actually shook. And then I right there on like my bank account, it said that it came from YouTube. And then I was just like, there's no fucking way. I was like, what? Like, I literally thought I became a fucking billionaire in that
overnight
moment. Yeah, because imagine I had like fucking, I probably had less than $100 in my account. So when I saw that, I was like,
imagínate, you just casual day, you wake up and you open your bank account and there's 10 grand just chilling there.
Because like, I knew you could make money off of social media, you guys, like back then, but I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe like cute little 20 bucks, yeah, like al año or something.
Sí.
And yeah, I had no idea. Like, all of this was just for fun. So when I got, like, the first paycheck, I was, like, mind blown. And I remember I showed my parents. My parents thought it was a scam.
my dad was
like, no, like, he thought, because I don't know if you guys are familiar with scams. A lot of times, they meten dinero en tu cuenta, mm-hmm. and then they'll take it out, and they'll take out even your
more
money and shit.
Yeah.
So my dad ended up taking me to the bank to verify where it was coming from. And then, yeah, they traced it back to, like, Google, which yeah. Google is owned by YouTube. And Google owns YouTube, and that's how they pay you all this shit. But that's how we verified, like, oh shit, it's real.
But my dad was like, no toques ese dinero, no te gastes ni un dólar.
Literally, they took my card away, you guys. They were like, don't touch this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, it's my money. It's from Google. And they were like, nah. And I think I wasn't allowed to touch the money for a whole 30 days. My dad made me wait 30 days para ver si me lo sacaban. Yo to castigado because I was just working. I was like, so I can't eat. But my parents were just not letting me touch the fucking money. So yeah. I was like, I felt like I had done something wrong, even though.
That was crazy.
I remember the first time I did my taxes, it was with, like, that money around. I told them I would make videos, and they thought I was doing
porn.
They thought I was doing porn.
No.
Well, because back in the day before social media was, like, a big thing, there weren't, like, social media influencers. You were just, like, making videos.
Oh, my God.
Like, I was doing my taxes. He's like, well, what kind of videos do you make? I was like, just, like, comedy. He's like, are you sure? Because, like, he was like, I don't judge. I just need to know. And I was like, bitch, I'm all fucking niñito. But because, that, like, those amounts of money for the age that I was, people were like, what the fuck are you doing?
Dude, that's, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and my dad was like, chingada madre, te digo que no se hace esas cosas. Like, my dad was getting annoyed because, like, the guys literally thought I was doing, like, pornography.
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Like, back in the day, I almost feel like if you told people, like, oh, I make videos, and, like, people were like, oh.
They're like,
and then
porn?
They see that kind of money, they're going to be like, what kind of videos? What's the link? That was before OnlyFans and shit.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
But yeah, you guys, like we were saying, money on like the platforms were so inconsistent that I remember I was like, oh shit, like, ya me creía. Then I thought that was gonna be like my forever like income.
Oh, wow.
But then the next, bitch, it wasn't even $1,000. I mean, which $1,000 is still fucking insane to be working, but I think it was only like, it like slowly went down by a lot. No, actually, I lied. The second time, I think it was like around 1,000. I was like, oh, yeah, it's still cool. And then after that, it went to like 800 and then 6, 5, 4, 3. It just kept going down because
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't really understand like YouTube at the time and how you make more money and everything. So I didn't know how to keep it going. So then I was like, what happened? So my dad's like, te dije. He was like, don't waste that money.
True.
No, yeah, but it was very inconsistent. But
And I remember too, when Louis finally convinced me to quit like my jobs to finally do YouTube, honestly, within the month, well, to me, yeah, I knew how much I could make if si le echaba ganas and my views were good because of Louis. He would tell me, like, oh, look, yeah. Bitch.
Yeah.
So I think my first YouTube check was like $2,500.
And like compared to how we were working, that was good as money.
Because before that, I was a server at Applebee's. Hi, Applebee's. I was a server at Little Applebee's, and you guys, I would make no money.
I know, and I remember she would come home crying sometimes because, and like thanks to Yoatzy, I want to say I learned like the importance of like tipping.
Oh my
Because
God.
Before I thought tipping, like while I was a lot younger, I thought tipping was just more like, just here's
like
more
if
money.
You want to.
But I didn't know that servers usually they don't really get paid a normal hour.
Yeah, so servers basically live off of tips.
Yeah, and I didn't.
So for example, back in the day, minimum wage for when I was working at Applebee's was maybe like, I don't remember, like we'll just say $10. It was $10. But you, at the end of the day, however many tips you make, mm-hmm. you have to input it into the system. Mm-hmm. You have to put how much like cash tips, and then they take your debit card tips and all that. And they take all that money and they tax it. So they take it off of your paycheck. So say my paycheck, my hourly, my paycheck was going to be like $400. They taxed it. So I would only get a paycheck for like $150. Yeah.
Bitch.
Because of the tips. So that shit would fuck me up so bad. So servers don't live off of paychecks. Like their paychecks are literally bullshit. Servers live off of their tips. And I didn't know that until I was a server. And then I started telling my friends and family, like, you guys tip, like, please tip. Because I remember there was a lot of times where, like, dude, me traían en chinga. Like, servers are going to know this, the server life. Like, a whole family would walk in of, like, 10, 15 people. And they're the most pedinches. Like, I want water. I want ketchup. I want this. I want that. Y ahí estoy yo en chinga, like, making, giving him the best service possible.
Yeah.
Y no te dejan ni un pinche centavo de tip.
Yeah.
And that is so, it was just so sad and so frustrating. I remember I would come home, like, I had this table. Like, they were driving me crazy. Like, they stressed me out so much. And they gave me no money.
Yeah.
And because they didn't tip me, I lost on other, like, smaller tables that could have at least gave me, like, $5.
Yeah,
and it was so sad and it sucked. So después de eso, dude, and after I started making money, I was traumada. And every time I go to a restaurant, I always tip because I always remember the struggle. That shit was hard.
No, yeah, it's definitely a lot. So Yoati was like struggling a lot at some point. So I feel like that was my goal, was to help her grow her social media.
Yeah,
and like try to have her do it. Stay focused on just social media because she already had Travis and it was a lot. Like, she was, it was just a lot. So I feel like I was trying my best to like help her and push her and guide her to like do social media. But it was, I mean,
thank goodness only you spink. Did that, Louis. Spink.
I could only speak from like my point of view, but I just feel like it looked so difficult. She was going to school, she was having Travis, she was. You didn't live in the best place either, and she was having like other issues, and I was just like, oh my god. So I can see how scary it is, and a lot of times we'll meet like other moms out there or other people our age who will be like, I look up to you guys so much, or I'm like a single mom and like I really want to do what you guys are doing. And it's like it hits me like in a soft spot in my heart because it reminds me of like Yoatzy.
Yeah,
and it's, dude, it's hard. And I want to say, like, of course, anyone wants to focus on what their goals are and what they really want to do. But when you have a family, especially, I can't even imagine how scary and how, like, you don't even think it's possible because you're like, no, like, I can't do that. You know?
Like, me with Travis, you guys, there was a lot of moments where, like, I would be by myself and I was like, fuck, is it always going to be this hard? Like, am I ever going to, you know, be able to give my son the life that I've always wanted to give him? And like, oh, so triste. Like, really sad. But thanks to Louis that he was like, bitch. He was like, wake up. But no, thank you so much to Louis for like literally giving me that push. Because I still remember my, like I said, my first paycheck from YouTube was, I still remember, it was like about $2,500. And being a server, I would make maybe max like $800 a month.
Oh my God, I hate that.
So from that to like doubling it, I was like, oh my God. Like, I saw the potential. And I just remember being like, oh my God, I think I can get a place for me and Travis. Yeah. Like, I think I can, you know, get him what he needs. Like, I can buy food.
Better
like
car.
Better car. Like,
it was a lot.
And I think like not too long after, like, I think, because yo siempre batallaba con mi pinches carros, ¿te acuerdas?
Yes, dude.
Like, we were just talking about how I didn't know any better, so I bought an $8,000 Dodge Charger, which was a piece of shit.
It literally, you guys, like,
it broke down on me at least 20 times in the freeway when I was on my way to school, so I always had to be calling the grúa to come pick me up, and my dad.
My dad already knew. He was like, she's going to call me later.
So, yeah, why are you leaving? I know you're going to call me.
He's like, you're not going to make it, babe. Yeah,
but it sucked. And so, like, I think, like, a year after doing YouTube and finally saving enough money, me compré my first little car, like, a brand new fucking car. Yeah, it was
a Camry?
My Toyota Camry.
Oh, I remember that
and
one.
I was so happy. Louis wasn't in town. He was, like, I think, on tour. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a video and I was like, Louis, I got my car.
Yeah. And Travis, you took a picture with him.
I took a little picture with Travis.
Yeah, it was cute. I remember that.
Yeah.
But another thing that was really difficult about, like, focusing on YouTube, I mean, for me, not so much, because I didn't have a family to, like, support besides, like, helping my parents. But, you know, my parents also had their jobs, so I didn't feel that need of being, like, I have to support a family. But for Yowatsi, it was also scary because on social media, you guys, most of the time, I want to say you get paid 30 days after anything. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, yeah. If you sign a deal, if you did a sponsorship, most of the time, it's always 30 days.
Yeah, and 30.
Yeah. And then with YouTube, it también, you get paid once a month only.
Once a month.
So it's hard because when you're, like, first starting or something, you're just like, bitch, I got to wait 30 days.
You have
like,
to learn how to manage your money.
Yeah, at the beginning. Because then once you get into your momentum and you're already making a good income, like, tu dinero te dura tu mes, and then you have your next one coming, like, it just mm-hmm. starts. But at the beginning, you're just like, bitch, I don't have anything and I need to wait. Like, and transitioning from going, getting paid twice a week, uh-huh. or some people even get paid once a week, to uh-huh. going from twice a week all the way to a month, I was like, bitch!
Yeah, that was weird. I was
like, I'm not going to survive. But, yeah, it was crazy, and it was definitely, like, a very weird transition. But that reminds me, I remember around the same time when I was also working at Kmart. My gosh, Kmart always brings me so much nostalgia.
Wait, pause that. Before you forget, I still have nightmares about Kmart, bitch. That I forget to clock into my shift.
I've had so many fucking nightmares of, like, me going into Kmart to shop, and then our old manager's like, why aren't you clocked in? I'm like, I was supposed to work today. She's like, yes. Dude, that's crazy.
Or, like, our manager, I have nightmares that she calls me, and she's like, you haven't been to work in 3 days.
Do the same
and
thing.
I'm like, oh, and I start panicking.
I panic in my night, and then I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I need to go clock in.
I'm like, where's my little blue shirt and black pants?
Oh my god. But every time I pass by a Kmart, dude, I get like nostalgia. Oh, it just feels like Kmart. Such a long time ago. I also get sad because Kmart was like a cute little store in
our
hometown.
I hate that they closed.
Yeah, every time I see a Kmart, I get sad.
Me too. But, I get so sad.
I still remember one of the first times, because I was working seasonal, I was making a good amount of money. If you're a seasonal worker, you always make a cute amount of money.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, do you remember the blue bomber jacket?
The blue bomber jacket. Oh, it brings it. I have, like, I'm getting a little moment, but you got to tell me more about
okay,
it.
So
the one that you really wanted. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, so Kmart would always have, like, these collabs with, like, influencers, with celebrities.
Imagine. Louis X Kmart.
That'd be iconic.
All purple.
I know. No. They used to have a lot of collabs with celebrities. Like, they had, like, Nicki Minaj. Remember, you would always get from the Nicki Minaj section.
I was like, literally, look at what I got from Nicki.
Yeah. It was like the Nicki Minaj, and then I remember they had the Adam Levine section, uh-huh. and I was already getting paid good, you guys, but our parents have always told us que ahorremos el dinero for mm-hmm. things that you really, like, need. So I hadn't spoiled myself. I just had money for things that I actually needed, and there was this blue bomber jacket that I wanted so bad, dude. Yeah. It was from the Adam Levine collection. Ya estaba sentía yo que era de marca.
No, y siempre que caminábamos por la... I was like, fuck, I want that jacket.
Yeah. Lo pinche Kmart would give us like 5% employee discount.
Yeah, literally.
People were like, why don't you use like an employee discount? I was like, bitch, it's like
5%. Yeah, like, and it's on sale, we don't get a discount, babes.
We had like no employee benefits.
Yeah.
But I wanted that fucking chamarra so bad, you guys. And I remember, I felt like the world was going to end because it was $45 for the jacket. And I was like, I can't afford that. And that's just like, we just got paid. And I was like, I know,
I was
but
like,
that's
get
scary.
It. I was like, spoil yourself.
I remember her being like, you deserve, like, she gave me a whole speech.
It's like, you deserve that jacket, Louis.
So, like, now I look back at it and I'm like, oh my God, like, it's just a reminder of, like, where we used to be in life because mm-hmm. I'm like, $45 for that little jacket. I was like, there's no way I can spend that. Like,
yeah.
There was just so many other, yeah, so that I still wasn't living alone or anything, but there was so many, like, you know, shit that we had to take care of that I was like, I can't buy that.
Do you still have the jacket?
No.
Oh,
maybe my mom has it. You know, she saves everything.
My mom saves literally like so many things.
But I bought that jacket and I was so happy and I would always wear it.
Yeah. And I think I've said this story before, but I'm saying it again. I don't care. When you bought me my little pants.
Your pants.
I was pregnant at Kmart with little baby Travis. Uh-huh. And I needed some leggings, some work leggings, because my jeans ya no me quedaban. Mm-hmm. And like with the buttons and the big ass belly, I was like, oh, shit hurts. So I went to go look at some leggings. But they were expensive. They were like little bell bottoms, but they were like high waisted. So it would help with my belly.
Super comfy for you.
They were
I remember.
So comfy. And I look at the price, and I want to say they were, like, maybe, like, $20 a pair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, I can't. Like, I don't have money to buy them right now. And little Louis had gotten his little money from Kmart. He's like, I'll buy you two of them. And I was like, no, Louis. And I was like, you just got paid. He's like, no, I know you need them for work. And he bought me my little leggings. Yeah, and we start crying.
Like, oh, I know. I'm getting all emotional. I'm like, wait.
And I was like, Mom, Louis bought me leggings. Pinches leggings luce diario for the rest of my pregnancy. They were so cozy.
Yeah.
That was cute.
I think for me, that was like,
bitch, you're bleeding.
Really? That's how anxious I am. I'm like thinking back about it. I'm like,
am I?
I am, bitch.
I was like, oh,
it's just y'all taking me back to like the fucking beginning of my life. I'm like, I'm getting all scared.
Cochino.
Look, hasta también rompí el pinche squishy.
Oh, pobrecito, su gorrita.
It's because you're all making my mind work right now.
Pobrecito.
I got all red. What was I going to say? I lost my train of fucking thought, putona. Okay, what is one... Do you remember like something that you bought for my parents that you were like proud of yourself for doing it?
Well...
Nothing.
a lot of things. But one of them that just stuck out, again, for Kmart. Me and Louis were working at Kmart, and it was Father's Day. And we were like, fuck, what do we buy my dad? The grills were on sale. Yeah, and I was like, Louis, let's buy my dad a grill. And I don't think we could afford it right away. Couldn't. So we put it on layaway. Layaway was this little program that Kmart had where they would hold it for you and you would make a payment every 2 weeks till you paid it off, and then you could pick it up y te lo llevabas.
I loved that.
Yeah, I love little layaway. And I was like, let's put it on layaway. And we did.
Cada ratito we'd make our little payment.
We'd be like, half and half, te toca Luis. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was about my turn this week.
Oh, I remember that.
And we bought him like this little red grill, and he still has it.
He still uses it.
Yeah, he still uses it. Yeah, like lo tapa and everything. So, like, I think that was one of the first things that I was like, dude, we bought my dad a grill.
I know, I remember that.
That was sickening.
Yeah, I love layaway. I think there's still a lot of places that offer layaway, and I think if they have that, y'all should definitely take advantage.
Yeah.
That helped us out so much with so much shit. But,
what do you remember getting my pink?
I think for me, like, the first core memory that I have of, like, doing something for you guys that made me, like, really emotional. And it wasn't even... I mean, it...
I just remembered it.
What, you remember? No, you don't. Right. I was like, it wasn't for you. It was Disneyland.
I remember that, too.
That makes me, like, emotional happy because you guys all got so emotional. Because we've said it before, you guys, even on our last podcast with our parents... Disney was like a yearly thing for us, and we didn't know how our parents did it back then, but now we know. They would always take out loans, like
they would sacrifice so much. Literally
take out loans just to like take us on a family trip. And we were so little that we didn't even know what loans were or anything. We just thought our parents like had it like that.
Yeah.
And now we know that we taught, but my parents would take out loans to take us to Disneyland, and it was a yearly trip. But there was this time where things were just really bad, I want to say, for like all of us. Like
all of us.
My dad was having issues at work where he wasn't really getting paid. I think my mom was struggling with her job, or I don't know if she had already gotten like laid off or something.
Yeah.
And then Yoatsi was struggling. I think you already had Travis, right? Mm-hmm. So she was going through her financial issues, and I just started kind of getting paid. I remember when I did like my Louis and the Baddest Perras tour. I started making money. That was like the first time that I like really started making money. And it wasn't even like crazy money, but with money.
It was a good amount of money.
And I remember the first thing that I wanted to do was like take our family to Disneyland.
Louis.
Because we hadn't gone to Disneyland, I think, in like 3 years.
Yeah, hecho mucho tiempo. Because we just literally couldn't afford it.
And it wasn't even that we're like, where's Disneyland? It was just such a family thing. We all looked forward to it every single year.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. It was like a family vacation. That was our family vacation. So then I remember I finally got paid for my first show on my tour. So then I was like, oh my God, I think I can afford to like take him to Disney. So I checked all the tickets, the hotel and everything. And I got us an Airbnb.
Oh, Louis.
And then we went to Disney. I remember when I told them, we were all at Applebee's. I was like, I want to take you guys to dinner.
Yeah.
And we went to dinner. I had just gotten back from like my first show.
He's like,
I know. I'm all like, ugh. And I was like, I want to tell you guys something. And everyone's like, what?
We literally had no idea. Yeah. We're like, what?
I was like, I'm taking you guys to Disneyland. I have it on video.
And really?
Then, I have a video of it.
Oh, I want to see.
I forgot who was recording it, but someone was recording it. And then you started crying right away.
Really?
Yeah, in the video, you're just like, ugh. And then my parents got all, my dad got hella happy.
My dad. Oh,
and they were like, wait, so like, cute. How are we going to go? And I was like, no, like, I'm paying everything. I was like, yeah. Everything's like paid for. And then everyone got happy. And
that was like really the nice. Cute. I want to say that was the first time Travis went to Disney. I want to say that was the first time. And then after that, I did everything I could to take him myself. Because, yeah, this boy is my YouTube started kicking in. Mm-hmm. But I think that was the very first time Travis went to Disney.
Y ahora tú, pinche Disney adult.
I live there. I'll have a house in there.
I know, she's all resident.
Snow White's little casita's my house.
She's all in there.
Yeah, but Louis, you're so sweet. He always like thought about us. I feel like with this whole journey since he started, he wasn't like mean, because he easily could have been like, I'm making the money, bye, I'm out. Like, I'm out of this family. Just pobres.
I'll disappear.
You know, but I feel like throughout his entire journey, he literally always included us. Like, I mean, think about that. He had hella money. He could have gone on this little vacay by himself. I don't know, buying himself so much shit. But he took all of us to Disney.
Yeah. I think it's just like, again, like how we were saying with our parents, like we're also family oriented that we always keep one another in our minds.
In our minds.
Y siempre nos ayudamos within one another. Like, we all kind of return favors to each other without being like, you owe me, bitch. But it's like, if Yati was struggling, I would help her. Or if I was struggling, Yati would help me. And that's not even just financially. It's like emotionally or like with support. Like there's been times where, for example, I didn't feel good. Andrea would come all the way down here. Yati doesn't feel good. Yati, or Andrea doesn't feel good. Yati goes over there.
Yeah.
Or like we call each other. Or I don't know. We've always all kind of had each other's
really
backs.
Connected. And también, like, another thing that Louis did for me that really, really helped me out. It was before I started doing YouTube. And I was still working at Applebee's and my tuition. So I couldn't afford tuition for college. Remember how much money it was? And I was so stressed out and I was like, fuck. And I was like, I was going to go to college. Y no tenía dinero, no me iba a alcanzar. And I had to buy all my supplies, my books and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think Louis, he was working on YouTube and I don't know, but Louis ended up giving me money for school.
Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I don't remember how much it was, but he literally basically covered my tuition. He was just like, here, sister, like, I'm doing really, really good. And I know you need the money for school.
Yeah,
like, here's for your gas or for whatever you're going to need. Dude, I started crying. I could not believe it that he literally paid for my tuition to keep going to school because I was not going to be able to afford it. So I start crying.
I know, like me too.
I know, it's just so sweet.
I think, well, to me, it makes me happy that you guys, like, remember a lot of these things. Because, I mean, for me, my mind's always...
You already forgot. You're like, I did that.
Yeah, no, I literally had no memory of it until now that you said it. I remember seeing you, like, struggle and, like, you were going to take out a whole fucking loan and I don't know what. And then I remember being able to, like, help you. But that's what I was going to say. Like, I think it's cute that you guys, like, still remember these things.
Those
and,
are, like, I feel
them.
Like, core memories that you just, like, you can't forget that stuff. It's insane.
I think for me, like, I forget things really easily because there's just so much going on sometimes in my
life.
You're
pretty not smart.
I'm like that, too. But sometimes I feel like I'm living a whole different life, dude. And that's when sometimes I feel like that moment of, like, somebody pinch me. And not just even me, like, all of us. But, like, I think with me just, like, seeing where I was before, like, emotionally and in my head and, like...
That's, you know, crazy, huh?
Yeah, like school, like not being myself. Like, that's why I feel like I'm living too. Sometimes, like, that does, that part doesn't exist.
That's a mind fuck.
Yeah, and like, because, dude, everything flipped for me. Like, I was in the closet. I wasn't making money. I was
super
hiding.
Getting bullied all the time.
Getting bullied. And I at some point, I didn't feel like I was that close to you guys because of, like, I was going through my own stuff with, like, my sexuality.
Aww.
So then I feel like that's why my head kind of, like, because there's so much trauma in that, that I feel like I forget about things.
Yeah.
So then, like, looking back at it, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, our lives have literally done a full, like, 360.
A full 360.
But for the good, and very thankful for that.
And I feel like I'll never be able to stop thanking, like, Louis for all of this, but for you guys, too. Because you guys are literally our number one supporters. If you guys weren't here, we wouldn't be doing Pretty Not Smart.
I know. Like, it's crazy. It's a mind fuck.
It's a mind fuck.
And I think number one, like, it's not that, it's not, obviously money plays a huge role in, like, where we are in life right now.
Yeah.
But I also think just mentally, you guys have brought us to a whole different light. in our lives. Yeah. Because I'm telling you guys, I was in a very, very dark place before. And you guys gave me that outlet to be myself. Because, bitch, I always see people come up to me, be like, bitch, I've been watching you since before you even came out. And I always think it's so cute and funny. And, like, they're still riding with me. But I'm like, it's crazy because I started this journey still being very, like, hidden because that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
But because of, like, my viewers, I got so comfortable to the point that, like, literally I am, like, who I am now. But literally to have, like, a community that we have, like, grown with.
And then there's people that come or they'll message me and stuff and they'll be like, oh my god, I remember when you used to live in your parents' garage.
Yeah,
that always gets to me, gives me goosebumps. Like, I remember when you used to like share that tiny little room with Travis. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, like, my little Travis, he struggled with me too. Mm-hmm. He knows the struggle, my poor baby.
I think that's another reason why we have like such a good connection with you guys, because you guys have literally seen our lives kind of transform
from
where we used to be to like, or people always be like, I still remember all your videos, like, in your room with the little monster thing in the back.
Oh, my God, yay.
So, seeing, like, obviously.
You guys have basically grown with us.
Yeah.
And now we're retiring.
We're like, bye.
It's good talking to y'all. Like,
see you guys never. I'm just kidding.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And since we're doing a little emotional talk, Li Wing.
Why you ugly?
What made you want to surprise my dad with the truck that you gave him?
That I crashed his last one.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I broke it.
I know. Don't remember that YouTube video.
We did break it.
I stepped on it. I was like, no. Well, as you guys saw, I think my dad got pretty emotional a few times in our last podcast with them.
Yeah.
But my dad had this van. We loved that van. And it was like the only one in Watsonville that looked like that. So everybody was always new when my dad was driving by.
Like, your dad's here.
Yeah. But my dad had this van that, yeah, it was older than me at some point. Like, he had it longer than he's had me. Y la troca, la van ya ni sirvía. It was always real, fucking dude. Up. And my dad's like, no, la van puede. And yeah, the van stuck with us through. Ya ni tenía AC, ni nada.
Oh my god, it was falling apart.
Yeah, my mom was like, esta pinche van ya, tírala. My dad was like, no, todavía sirve. Like, he did not want to get rid of that fucking van.
He had
van.
An emotional attachment to that van. I think we all did, though.
We all did.
That's how we got to Disneyland, y'all. Yes, it was in that van.
But that van just didn't really work anymore. And aside from that, my dad couldn't afford to buy another car. And this one time, I don't know if you remember, we tried to buy my dad a car.
Yeah.
But you guys, because me and Yoatsi we weren't used to, our whole family didn't really know how these things really worked. And me and Yoatsi were still kind of young. So I remember me and Yoatsi tried buying my dad a truck. And me and Yoatsi had saved $10,000. Yes. And that's a lot of money, you guys. Like, anybody, that would be a lot of money for anybody. And
I think it was like 5 and 5.
Uh-huh. We both did 5 and 5. And we took my dad to a dealer. And we were like, we can't believe we raised $10,000.
Yeah.
And we took my dad to a dealer. We, like, blindfolded him. And we were like surprised, and my dad got like really happy. And we told him to pick a van and that we were going to put a deposit in for him. And he was like, wait, what? Like, obviously our dad would never expect us to buy a car for him.
Yeah.
But he was like, I like, thank you guys so much. And I appreciate it. And it means the world to me that you guys even saved that money.
Yeah.
He's like, but I can't afford to make payments.
And the dude, that shit was so stupid. Do you remember that? Yes. You guys.
Me and Yotzi knew we weren't going to be able to afford a new car because we only had 10,000 saved.
Uh-huh.
And we went to a used dealer.
A used dealer. And
the cars were still really nice, but I remember they were trying to sell us una troca. I think it was for like 50K or something.
I don't know. It was a lot.
It was a lot, but his monthlies were going to be like 600.
No, bitch, like 800 a month.
For the more customized ones. But you guys, these and cars we were had miles the house down.
Yeah, boots. And we were going to leave the $10,000 payment. Mm-hmm. They were all trying to charge my dad 800 a month, and my dad was like, I can't pay $100.
Like, we tried so hard to make it work because my dad was like, if we can get it to a really low payment, I might be able to.
Yeah.
Porque su venia estaba all paid for. So yeah. He didn't have a car payment, really. So me and Yotzi got like really sad because, well, one, we felt bad because we didn't know it was going to be that expensive. And two, we just felt like, shit, we got our dad's like hopes up.
Yeah.
And
my dad was honestly, he was just like, I can't let you guys spend that much money for that. Like, my dad was like, there's no way.
Because my dad sabe más de carros que nosotros. He's like, bitch, they're all trying to rip you guys off. So
I wonder if they were trying to rip us off.
Dude, they were. That was like the most, like, now that we bought cars now. So like, now that I know how to buy a car, I'm like, what the fuck?
It was super, like, they were nice, but they were fucking used with hella miles. And like, we were leaving 10K down and they were like, nope, your payment's still going to be almost a grand.
Yeah, you guys.
What the fuck?
And even some cars had like fucking 50,000 miles and shit. And they were still trying to sell it to us at a price of a brand new truck.
Yeah. That was so stupid.
But anyways, I didn't tell you guys how my dad's car broke down. So basically it was already like a really old car, ya no servía mucho, and this guy crashed into it, mm-hmm. and that's what fucked it up. Like, my dad's car was parked.
And
this stupid driver crashed into my dad's
Drunk
driver dumbass. Crashed into it, and my dad was really sad because he had to get rid of it. Yeah. So my dad didn't have
a
car.
He got totaled.
Yeah. And basically, pasaron, I think, a few years. Like, yeah, I ended up saving even more money. And I was like, no, like, I want to be able to, like, buy my dad a truck.
Yeah.
Because now I already had my car. So I knew what it takes to pay your insurance, pay your fucking car, and all this. And I was just like, it was just a lot. So I didn't tell anybody. Did I tell you?
Yeah, you told me.
I told you?
Just me.
Yeah, I think it was just, you always end up just telling you for everything else. So I was like, hey, I want to try to buy my dad a truck. And shout out to Mama Laura.
Mama Laura.
Because Laura and Mama Laura came with me to a dealer. And Mama Laura was like, no, I'm going to make sure que no te vayan a chingar.
Yeah, she's so sweet. I love her.
She took me to a dealer and I got my dad a Chevy del año. I think it was a 2020 or 2019. Ya no me acuerdo.
2021, maybe.
Or something like that. Algo así. So I went and I had money to fully pay the full car.
Because
I was like,
no monthly payments, no interest, none of that bullshit.
I was like, I want to get my dad the fucking keys to a new car right the fuck now.
No payments, aquí está, don güey.
Sí, I was like, no, usted no más paga la aseguranza y vámonos y el gas. So I went. It took me a while to really find like a truck that I knew my dad was going to like. And yeah, I was so happy the whole time. I was so emotional. I was like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I have a whole YouTube video on it, by the way.
If you guys haven't seen it and you want to cry, go watch it.
And I bought the troca, and I remember I was supposed to fly back home to Watsonville, and I drove back home.
Yeah.
And I had my phone.
And he
phone.
Called me. He's like, bitch, I got the truck.
Yeah. And Yotsu was like all excited to like so see excited. It. And yeah, I basically surprised my dad with it, and my dad got really emotional.
I feel like my dad was, he never believed it.
I didn't tell my mom either, so she was like, bunk.
They were both like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And that like filled my heart because our parents don't ask us for shit, you guys. Like, literally for nothing. So yeah, when I surprised them for it, I remember like they were so shocked and they just kept messaging me. My mom was like, your dad's so happy with the truck. And,
He didn't, at the beginning though, he didn't even want to drive it because it was like spanking brand new. Yeah. He was like, no la quiero ensuciar. No. Oh, I just thought of something.
What? What?
I told my dad, but I never told you.
What?
Like, maybe like a month after he got the truck, right? I had to go pick up something with his truck. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Dad, can I borrow your truck? Mm. He's like, yeah, of course. Here are the keys. The seats were all brand new and I spilled the coffee.
Bitch. so cute. Pobrecito, tan y la estrenada.
No, and I know he was taking care of it. So, dude, se me cayó un pinche caramel macchiato. I panicked so hard. I went to like a car detail place and I was like, witness! And they left it like brand new, like if nothing happened. Pero nunca se dio cuenta. But then like a few years later, I was like, Dad, I never told you, but I spilled hella coffee on your seat when it was like a month old.
I'm dead. Oh,
I just thought of that. Poor Dongui.
Yeah, but that's how we got my dad a new little car.
Hallelujah, got my dad a new little car. And he still uses it. And I'm so glad you bought him that because he helps us move all our furniture.
Oh my God, that truck has helped us with so much shit.
Dude, for real.
Yeah. Okay, talking about spending money. And like, it's all sponsored. No, talking about spending money. Do you remember the first designer item you bought for yourself? Because I feel like designer was a really toxic thing we were into for a good amount.
Fuck that.
Like, I love my designer shit, y'all. Don't get me wrong. But at the beginning.
But we're not into that shit no more.
Not the same way we used to be. Like, yeah. Me la pasaba adentro because, well, we had a lot of free money back then. So I feel like we were just buying a bunch of stupid shit.
So I feel like my actual first designer, Louis started buying designer before me. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to own some designer at some point. But my first designer bag that I got, Louis me la compró.
Really?
In my Louis.
You see, I'm stupid. I don't know. The pink one.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember
I still have
that.
It like brand new. Well, it's like, it's a pink little Louis Vuitton and it has like a pink pocket. It's so cute. And that's like my favorite business bag or airport bag. Because yeah, it's so cute now. And so convenient. I use that shit all the time.
But, cara la puta bolsa.
Yeah, I know.
It's because I was like, if I'm going to get her designer bag, I was like, I want it to be one she can be like,
And I love that it has like a pink. It's pink. Yeah. Like it has pink on it. And the interior, when you open it, it's pink, like a suede pink. Yeah. It's so pretty. But that was my first designer item that I owned because Louis me la compró. Oh. But the very first one that I bought, I was nervous and anxious because I knew I wanted designer, pero no sabía qué comprarme. Sí. So I remember telling Louis, I was like, can we film a video of like shopping so I can buy my first designer item and not feel so bad about it?
I remember that now.
So we filmed like whatever we touch, we buy or something.
I know what you bought.
That shit went viral too. It got like over a million views.
See.
And we went into fucking Balenciaga. And I really wanted the fucking sock shoes.
Ajá, los que parecen calcetines that everybody had.
Those were my first designer item que me compré. And it was my Balenciaga shoes. Y antes estaban más baratos. They were like $7 something plus tax. It was like $8 something. Uh-huh. So they're like $800. But to me, it was a mind fuck that I couldn't afford diapers. And then like a few months later, I bought $800 designer shoes.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was, dude, y esos pinches zapatos ya están todos desgastados.
Pero ya ves, bien que te sirvieron. She hella used them.
I used the fuck out of them. She hella used
the fuck out of them. For like, I still have mine, my first pair
that
I bought.
Me too. And then part of me wants to like sell them or get rid of them, but I can't because of that attachment of like, it's my first designer item.
I fucking feel you on that.
But I hate that though, that I bought that because after that it was a domino effect. Este me llevaba la pinche mole ahí, Louis Vuitton, just Gucci.
Todo.
Fuck, dude. What about you?
My first one was my Louis Vuitton Speedy.
Oh, que ni la usas.
This whole time, you guys, in my whole life since I bought it, I've probably used it twice.
Pendejo.
Soy un idiota.
Yo like, la usé más que él.
I know, I let you borrow it.
For pictures. I was like, is that Louis' bag? I was like, no.
Shit, that's fine. See, you guys, me acuerdo que it was my birthday. And that was my excuse to spoil myself. It was my birthday. I forgot how old I was turning. I think I was turning 20 or 19. Oh, I think I was turning 19. I was turning 19.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Y fui a la pinche Louis Vuitton. Because, you know, everybody used to, like, have their Louis Vuitton Speedy. I don't really see them as much now.
Anymore,
but
back in the day.
See, so I went because that was, like, the most popular thing. And I've always fucking wanted it, but I could never afford it. And I saved up my money to be like, I'm going to buy it. Y todavía, back then, you know how everybody had the LV Speedy?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had like the one that has the LV. I wanted to still be different, so I got the one with the checkered boxes. Uh-huh. I fucking hate it. I hate that bag. I wish I would have gotten the LV, but I wanted to be different so bad.
I was going to tell you, you should have gotten the LV one.
But I also didn't get the LV one because that one has leather And they were telling me how, like, right now it looks like white leather, but over time leather ages
it
and yeah. So then I was like, I don't want that shit because I didn't like brown. I was like, it doesn't look ugly. I liked como se miraba bien blanquita. Uh-huh. So then the one that I got with the checker, it already had an actual brown thing. So it wasn't going to be changing colors or anything stupid like that. So that's why I bought it. But I remember the bag was around $2,800.
Oh.
And my mom was like, because I had my mom go with me because I was scared.
Oh,
and
bitch,
imagine I was 19 and I bought that. And
oh my God.
I felt like my heart was like sinking, but I wanted it so bad. And yeah, I bought it and I even wore it out, you guys. I was like, no. That was probably the first time I wore it, the last. All right. No, yeah, but I wanted it so bad. Like it was so pretty. But back then I also didn't wear purses like that. So that's why I feel like that's why I didn't get as much use out of it. Mm. And then as time went by, I just started getting like different bags and I wasn't really like a brown kind of girly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my first designer purchase and it was a big one.
The one that I remember, he bought a Gucci backpack when I was
I was going to say, and then I found backpacks.
And dude, esa pinche mochila para todo la usaba. Hasta para la pinche pulga se ponía la mochila.
Y mi cinturoncito de Gucci.
De Gucci.
Siempre, you guys. So I always wanted to be a Louis Vuitton girly because like everybody wore Louis Vuitton. You were like that girl. And I found Gucci and then I found that fucking mochilita.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed because I was a backpack kind of girl. And the backpack looked, I still have it. To this day, I look at that backpack. I'm like, ooh, that looks expensive. But
it's so, I still love that backpack. Yeah. Not that long ago, you used it.
Apenas, yeah.
I was like, Louis, your backpack.
My mom noticed it too. I was like, esa pinche mochila ya no la había visto.
Yeah.
And I was like, I brought it out. It had dust and shit all over it.
I love that bag. You better never get rid of it.
No. But coming back to that, like you said, you don't get rid of those Balenci shoes. I don't get rid of that Speedy because it reminds me, it was my first designer purchase. And although I didn't use it a lot, it reminds me like, oh, I remember like how much I wanted this bag and I got it. So
I feel like from what I've learned, learn from our mistakes, okay? So I feel like I love my designer moment where all I wanted was designer things.
See.
And I collected quite a few items, but como que it doesn't do the same things that it used to do for me. Like now, honestly, I would much rather go to TJ Maxx and find like a cute ass bag for like $40. Y como que me pone más contenta. Like, don't get me wrong, I love walking into my closet and seeing all the little bags that I collected, but I don't even wear them that much anymore.
Yeah, I think it's more of like it happens to a lot of people that once you have access to money, you buy things that you wouldn't be able to afford before. So,
you get excited.
I know, I feel the same. I mean, I don't regret it, but there are so many things, especially designer things, that I bought that didn't need and I don't use anymore. And I'm like, fuck, like, it's just because I was in that headspace where, like, but the good thing, you guys, is that a lot of designer items hold their value. So that's why there's certain bags that are more like investments rather than
And that's something I would tell myself too. And I was like, should I buy this bag? I was like, yeah, it's an investment.
But not all of them. Only some of them.
Wait, you guys, I'm going to tell you what happened to me apenas. We went to fucking Vegas. Oh. Okay, bitch.
Diles.
I went to Vegas. And like I said, I don't really shop designer like that anymore. We went to Vegas and I got drunk as shit. And we decided to go to a Louis Vuitton because Louis Vuitton released this fucking nice ass collection of pink bags, white bags with pink, like they were stunning bags, okay? And it was a Speedy and like a little shoulder bag. I screenshotted them and I was like, if I find any of these bags, I'm gonna go crazy.
Same.
We walk into the fucking Louis Vuitton. I show them the pictures. They're like, we actually got both. And I was like, oh! I saw them in person. I fell in love, but estaba borracha, you guys. So fucking Yoatsi thought she got it like that. And she fucking, I spent $5,000 on two stupid bags. Well, close to
$6,000. $6,000,
yeah. Y ya cuando llegué back to where I live, back home in LA and shit, and I look at my bank account, I was like, who the fuck let me buy two bags for almost $6,000? Like, what the fuck? And I was like, Louis, should I return it? And I even put it on my close friends on Instagram. I was like, guys, what do I do? Like, I can't believe I spent this much money on fucking bags.
She's like, which one do I keep?
Yeah. And Louis was like, keep this one, the white one.
Yeah.
Like, keep this one. But fuck, dude, my heart was aching. I could not justify the fact that I had dropped $6,000 on two bags.
Yeah.
So I returned the bitches.
Both, you guys. Both.
When
you
I got sober, both. I returned both because I was like, bitch, this is like 10 or more shopping sprees at Home Goods.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Oh, dude. And I could not. So regresé las bolsas. And to this day, I think about them. I think about them a lot. Like, dude, not that long ago, we went to a dinner and I was like, the white. And I was like, oh, I don't have it anymore.
You're like, just
I was like, that would look sickening, yeah. But I don't have it.
That's me too. I feel like I stay away from like designer stores now because I will buy something if I'm there.
Oh my God.
But it's more like, yeah, de vez en cuando, of course, you deserve it here and there. But I went through like a little phase of just buying a bunch of designer shit that I have like a good amount now that I can just rotate my own collection and I'm
yeah.
fine. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's why I don't really go. The only bags that I've bought now are if they're purple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, his collection of purple bags is insane.
Yeah, but they're all unique pieces. And most of the time, they're always limited edition bags.
Yeah.
So I'm like, give me that one. So literally all the last bags I just bought are purple. I have like a Louis Vuitton duffel that I've always wanted one of those, but I never justified paying for them because they're expensive. But they came out with like one with purple on it. And it's I was like, so I pretty. Need that.
I feel like his right now what he's buying are statement pieces.
Yeah, just pieces that I know I'm going to be like, this is me. Like,
yeah.
I love them. Porque antes I was buying fucking bags to like explore. I like bought bags.
This is good.
No, it was just more like I wanted to expand my collection. So I remember I bought like weird ass bags. Like I bought a pink bag that I never fucking used, even though it's really pretty. I had like, I don't know, bitch.
Me las va a vender.
Y sí. Yeah, I had
like these weird ass bags. Is there any designer item that you would want to have now? I want it. I got it, babes.
For real. Not that I. Oh well, obviously I want to say like a Birkin.
Oh but shit!
I don't think I could justify.
How much are Birkins?
It just depends. I think you can get one for like 15 grand or 20 grand. Yeah, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I bought myself a Chanel for my birthday 2 years ago, or last year. Ya ni me acuerdo, but.
I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. But I think that's, yeah, no. Like, I can't afford, not, well.
Well, ya te compraste casa, so.
Sí. Well, yeah, true. All right, y'all convincing.
I don't know. Let's go shopping.
my mind just can't wrap around how expensive that is. Like, so I'm like, I'm over it. And then I don't really go to designer stores like that anymore. So.
Well, if you decide to buy it, take me with you.
We go after this.
Think the one item that I still want, but like you said, I can't justify, is what you have on your wrist.
I'm like, shut up. Like, you cut off my hand.
I'm like, yay. No, it's all there. I'm like,
bitch. I put it on there. This is stupid. I'm just kidding.
I hate it, boom.
So this is my Cartier bracelet. It's the love bracelet.
So pretty.
This was, I don't remember.
I'm all like Christmas. Hard eyes. Like,
I don't remember if it's like a birthday gift or if it was Christmas. I think it was birthday. It's because every time I'm going to buy something really expensive, I
se lo compro para su cumpleaños.
Do it for my birthday. But yeah, this was something that I always really wanted to. And it was really expensive, but I had hit a milestone when I bought it. And I remember that's all I was like, I deserve it.
You deserve
it. So I remember I was really happy and I bought it, but.
Well, whenever you guys, if you ever get to see me one, no, I deserved it. For,
y'all take mine.
No, like, I want the gold one.
They're
I
feel so like
the
pretty.
Gold one is so pretty. So maybe one day. That's the only other thing that I can think of that I actually genuinely want.
Aww.
But one day. You see, no, I'll get it in the cajones.
Bitch.
No one will know.
I was going to say, or you can find a jeweler.
No.
Yeah. It's because I love it, but a lot of it, you're kind of just paying for the name. Like, it's obviously still worth a lot, but yeah, sometimes it's like one of those buys where, like, once you really sit.
A ver, dámela pues.
I know. No, I don't regret it, but it's like you said, like, I don't know if I'd buy another one, if that makes sense. Right, so, like, I bought it. I'm so happy, and, like, I'm so thankful and like I feel amazing, but I'm just like, I don't know if I can go and do it again.
I'll stick to Pandora.
Pandora's pretty.
I love Pandora, bitch. See. My fucking bracelet with all the little things.
I love it. You bought me a bunch.
Start wearing it.
But yeah, you guys, there's definitely been a lot of ups and downs with some of the income that we've made, but thankfully we've had a lot of like ups and I don't know, you guys. I think like one thing we can just share with you guys is to, like, the one thing I always want to share with people is to do what makes you happy. And I know that sounds like such a fucking, like, anybody can say that. Everybody says that. But, like, the reason I stand by that so hard is because you will always be happy doing what you love. And although there, it's never going to be easy, you guys. And with this whole thing, I've always said, like, we took a lot of risks, yeah, but it worked out. Like, a lot of times people don't take us serious when it comes to, like, what we do, because this is our job. People say that it's not a real job, that we're stupid, that we're, I don't know, we get bashed a lot for, we like, calling this our job, but...
Like, you call that a job.
Yeah, and it's a lot that goes on, and I just want to say, like, everybody's life is different, and I can only speak for how it happened to us, but we did have to go through a lot of challenges to get to where we are now.
Yeah.
And with those challenges, I mean, like, taking leaps and scary things that none of us really wanted to do, and, like, yeah, they're, like, even just moving out here, you guys, I didn't even know I was going to be able to afford it, and, like, it was crazy, but with that being said, like, I want to say, sometimes taking those leaps, and if you're really passionate about something and you enjoy doing something, like, you just never know where it's going to take you.
I feel like if it doesn't scare you, then it's not.
Yes.
Like, going to take you somewhere.
That's how it always is. Everything we've done.
The things that scare you the most, I feel, mm-hmm, like, are the things that end up paying off the most.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, oh, I really want to start a business, but I am so scared, I don't know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
Take the leap, and trust me, YouTube and TikTok are your best friends right now. And learning how to even start a business, there's so, yeah, much information on, yes, the internet now.
So cool.
So if you want to start, like, your own clothing brand, you can just look it up online and figure out how to do it.
So much information.
There's so many resources, you guys. So take advantage, and no matter what anybody tells you, mm-hmm, just do what feels right for you in your corazoncito. And remember, if it's not scary, it's not worth it.
Yeah, because that's always going to happen, you guys. And it's always always feels like they're crushing down on you when people are, like, capping on you. People are making fun of you. Bitch, I went through all the fucking bullying for doing social media. And, like, now everybody's doing social media.
Yeah, that's, like, so crazy.
Especially in my hometown, dude. You guys have no idea how much people used to make fun of me. And, like, now I see people who used to bully me for doing social media. Which is fine. Like, I'm not trying to, like, be like, I was the only one. No, but I'm saying, like, how, like, it's just kind of sucks how I have to go through so much bullying. And now,
they think it's cool. Now you think it's cool.
Yeah. But with that being said, there's always going to be people who don't believe in you. There's always going to be people who are going to laugh at you. And that's with everything. We're not just talking about social media. We're talking about just anything in general, you guys. It's always going to get lonely before
it gets
better. Or how is it? It's always going to get, no, what is it? It's always worse before it gets better.
There we go. Yeah,
lonely. That's all alone. It's just me. No.
But whether you guys want to start your own YouTube channel, your, yeah, podcast, if you want to start on TikTok, bitch, just do it. See, just literally do it.
And just have fun. Yeah. Like, if you're like,
and I know people are always asking us what cameras we use for YouTube. We use the, what's it called?
Like the vlogging ones?
The vlogging camera. Oh, I wish I would have brought it to show you guys.
Well, we bought it at Best Buy, and they're the Sony.
It's a Sony.
I don't remember what it is.
Oh, but it's a vlogging camera, because I know people still ask us, like, oh, I want to vlog, but I don't know what camera to use. It's, like, the best camera, but honestly, you can just use your phone.
I was going to say, I still vlog with my phone a lot of the times, you guys, for, like, YouTube and stuff. I use my phone. You don't need expensive, crazy equipment. Obviously, it's really pretty to have.
Oh, es esta, no?
Sí. ¿Cómo se llama?
It's called the Sony ZV-1. Megapixel digital camera.
No se van a acordar de eso.
It's just,
you guys, it's right here. Just put Sony
vlogging camera
on Best Buy, and, yeah, you will find it.
Literally on Best Buy.
Yeah.
It's a little expensive, but just use your phone.
For real. It's a little expensive, but I mean, it's really good quality and shit like that.
Yeah.
But
and start a TikTok. Start your business, babes. Get on it, babes. I know. Let's do it.
Sometimes I know for a lot of people, they get shy to be in front of the camera, but the best way that I can put it is, like, you're going to find a community of people who are going to appreciate you, and they're going to relate to you. You don't feel the need to put on, like, a persona or anything like that. Like, people se van a enamorar with, like, who you are as a person. And
yeah,
it's so cool that we have platforms now like TikTok where you can find people on there. And it's, yes, cool how you can start a business. You can start just a page. And even if you don't want this to be, like, your job, like, just for fun, like, you know, don't let, like, your nerves stop you from doing something that you want to try.
Yeah, but try it. YOLO, we only live once. Don't forget.
Yes. And, like, once again, you guys, thank you so much for everything you guys have helped us with, have been there, supported us with. And it was a cool little episode to look back.
Yeah, I liked it.
Look back at things that have happened in our lives. But if you guys want to hear more stories or there's more that you guys want us to talk about, let us know in the comments. Down below. So we definitely have a lot of crazy stories.
And also guests. Who do you want to see next?
Yeah, we have a few guests in mind that you guys have already been commenting, but we kind of just want to see who you guys are requesting the most.
Next week is booked. I booked Bad Bunny for next week.
Benito
and Kendall, they're all like,
I'll just sit here all
they're
random.
Like, mami los mosquitos.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
I need to show him the video, you guys.
They don't even know either.
They know. But I think that's going to be it, you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Next week.
Bye. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.